Hi guys, welcome to the Lightroom. My name is Chisom and I'm super excited to be here in front of you today. Even if you're listening on podcast, I'm so excited that you're hearing my voice right now. And I have good news. We've hit 700 subscribers on YouTube. I am so happy. By the time you're watching this, maybe more than 700. Fingers crossed, but I am super excited about this. It makes me happy. A lot of effort has gone into making this happen, and I'm grateful to every one of you that has subscribed. If you're watching this video and you have not subscribed, I don't know why. We are not fighting. So please, I beg you, subscribe to my YouTube channel, share with your friends and family, especially if you have followed this content, the content I've put out here so far, and you've been blessed by it. Please share with more people so they will be blessed the same way you have been blessed. From our last video, I was going through the comments and I was just amazed at how many people could relate to what I shared on what to do when you don't feel like praying. I am grateful to God that it's helping people. I'm grateful for the testimonies that I've heard even from that last video till now, and I am so excited and I am happy. If you don't know the episode I'm talking about, please go back and watch it. You would love it. It would really help you, especially if you're struggling with staying consistent in prayer. I'm looking forward to your feedback from the video as well. Onto today's topic, it's on something very important. And sadly, I don't think we talk about it enough as a society, one. And secondly, we don't talk about it nearly enough, even in Christian spaces. And I'm hoping that this video spurs on more change in the wider Christian circle, but I also hope that it helps you today. I'm talking about hormones and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, because as believers, we have the promise of the Holy Ghost. We have received the promise of the Holy Ghost. God dwells in us by His Spirit. But many times, especially for women, now, my guys in the house, don't zone off because we're talking about hormones. I need you to stay till the end of this video because I believe you have important women in your life and you need to hear what I'll share about this. I mean, I'm a woman, so I think what I'll share today would benefit. But even though we have the Holy Ghost, sometimes we find that our emotions do not line up with what the Spirit of God says concerning us. For instance, we know that a fruit of the Spirit is love, a fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, patience, long suffering. Many times your hormones are working in the direct opposite. And I have some staggering statistics to share with you on hormones. Do you know that 80% of women suffer from one form of hormonal imbalance or the other? 80%. That is 8 out of 10 women you see anywhere have an issue with hormonal imbalance. And you know the more painful part? 7 out of these 8 women do not even know that they have any hormonal imbalance of any sort. It's alarming to think about. And how does this play out? So many times people already know that, okay, women can be very emotional or temperamental, especially around their period. But it's not just that. A whole lot goes on in a woman's body from one period to the other. Let's not even talk about pregnancy. But from one period to the other, even when you're not in your period, your body is producing eggs and then you ovulate. And if you are not pregnant, you go through your period and bleeding, and a lot of things are just going on in a woman's body per time. So, your hormonal levels change over time. So many things are going on in your body, and it can largely affect your mood. And this is even when your hormones are working as they should. Now, think about when there is an imbalance of some sort. One hormone is higher than the other, or one hormone is not being as produced as it should. It just messes up a whole lot of things, and sadly, we don't know many times. So that's why mood swings for some ladies can be so severe. Like you can't even trace why you're this pissed about this little thing. And then 2 days later, you find out that you're on your period. Or 2 days later, you find out that, okay, your period just passed. Or you just find out it's something that has to do with your cycle. And for people that have hormonal imbalances, it just goes round the clock. Whether you're on your cycle or you're not on your cycle, your body can just be doing anyhow. It can get very frustrating. You can start to think that what's the point? Like, how can I have the Holy Ghost and I can't even control how I feel? I can't control how sad I feel in this moment. I can't control how, upset I feel about this thing, how irritated I feel about this thing. you have come to the right points. This video is for you. So please, please stick to the end. So as a Christian, with this hormonal conversation, what do you do? I'm going to answer this in two facets. One, for if you're going through the hormonal issues, hormonal changes, whether you're on your period or there's a hormonal imbalance issue, I'm going to talk about that. And I'm also going to talk about what to do if you know someone going through this, especially if you're a guy or you just can't relate. So starting with my people going through this, I beg of you, be brave and have a check done. Especially if for you, your hormones are just all over the place. You know that your body is not acting as other ladies you know. Maybe your periods are longer, or you're bleeding when you should not be bleeding, or you're adding weight without even eating much. Different things go into these things. There are different symptoms, weight gain, weight loss, excessive bleeding, no bleeding at all. All these things are important. Pay attention to your body. And when you notice something odd, don't be scared. Be brave and take a checkup. You're not acting out of faith to do that. Be brave and take a checkup. Number two, by the time you've gotten the checkup and the doctor has said, okay, something is up or nothing is up, many times, for instance, with one of the most common hormonal issues, PCOS, there is no medicine to cure it per se. The only way to deal with it in the medical field is lifestyle changes. And even as a growing woman, a woman that hopes to bear children, or even if you don't want to bear children, and you just want to live healthy, you need to be more intentional about what you eat as you age. So gone are the days where you can just binge ice cream in your childhood and nothing will happen, like your body will just balance by itself. Now you have to be careful about your insulin levels. You have to be careful about your sugar level. You have to be careful about all these things, your hormonal levels, and what you eat largely influences that. So for you, after diagnosis, whatever the doctor says, first keep that on one hand. And many times they would recommend to you a lifestyle change. So do your best to take care of this temple that the Lord has given to you. If you need to change your diet, try to change it little by little. If you could afford to get a fitness coach or a dietary coach, that would really help. But if not, just do your best to eat healthy. What I do for myself is surround my timeline on IG with healthy food options, choices. So when I have this healthy options around me, it's easier for me to know what to eat, know what this food contains and things like that. The other day I was having a conversation with my husband and we're kind of talking about what to eat that evening. And I can't remember what he mentioned. He mentioned something and I went on, I was talking about the, you know, this one has fiber, this option does not have fiber. And I'm like, eh, who taught me all these things? Thank you to all the IG creators out there who sponsor my healthy living lifestyle. God bless you as well. Thank you so much. So that's my encouragement to you. Try your best to live healthy, drink more water, move around. It may not be heavy exercise. If you can get a gym subscription, by all means, run wild, get a gym subscription. If you can't, just take walks in your neighborhood. You can do jumping jacks in your house. You can take up skipping. Something that just keeps your heart pumping and your body moving is going to help a long, long way. Beyond lifestyle changes, something else that would really, really help your mind and help your heart on this whole journey is knowing that God is a healer. He's willing and he's able to heal. Don't forget that. The story of the woman with the issue of blood means so much to me when I share stories like this. And I will just read it to you. It's from Mark 5, verse 25. And a woman was there who had suffered bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt it in her body that she was freed from her suffering. This story just makes me feel all types of things. First of all, she did not need to write or make lengthy prayers. I mean, it's very important to pray, don't get me wrong. But her faith moved her to come close to Jesus, and she just felt, if I could just make contact with Jesus, I will be healed. Now, we don't have Jesus walking on the streets, but we have the Holy Ghost in our hearts. We know that when we pray, God hears us. So you may not be able to touch Jesus's cloak, but you can move things here on earth by faith, by faith. So know that God is willing and able to heal you completely. What the doctors cannot do, God can do. What the doctors don't have a cure to, God can utterly replace if need be. So remember that God is healer and he's able to heal you. The other thing I need you to know is God doesn't look down on you. He doesn't look at you differently because you're struggling with a hormonal issue or you're just struggling with something imperfect in your body. He doesn't look down on you. Look at how he responds to the woman with the issue of blood. Verse 32, this is still the book of Mark. So Mark 5, 32-34. Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it, as who had touched him. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at Jesus's feet, trembling with fear, and she told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Right now, if you are sick in your body or you have this hormonal issue I'm talking about and you know about it, I pray in the name of Jesus that you are healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And you would know, you will be able to tell. Please share your testimony with me. I can't wait to hear it. But one thing that really fascinates me about Jesus's response is that back then, if a woman was on her period and she touched someone else, whoever she touched was considered ceremoniously unclean. So they had to go through purification rites to be considered clean again. But Jesus did not mind. He reached out to this woman and he said, "Your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." That was Jesus's response to this woman going through this issue. He did not look down on her. He did not chastise her. He did not say, "Oh, why did you touch me now? You have made me unclean." No. He responded to her and commended her faith and also affirmed her healing. That's your God. Praise God. Not lastly, a couple more points. Don't go through it alone. If you're dealing with this hormonal issue, or you have just noticed that you're struggling in one way, shape, or form with something in your body, I beg you, don't go through it alone. Tell someone you trust. If you can't talk to your parents, talk to your friends, talk to your spouse, your best friend, somebody that you trust. Don't suffer in silence. There is no reward anywhere for the person that has borne the most suffering in the world and is still showing up strong. There is no reward for that. Don't suffer alone. There are days that it may feel too much and you can't bear it. So talk to someone. Don't deal with this alone. Be kind to yourself in the process. There are days where maybe you've been told in the hospital, cut down on milk or cut down on bread or cut down on one thing or the other. And you're so used to eating this thing. Where will you start from? So the day you sleep up and you have maybe more bread than you should, or you don't drink water as much as you should, or you don't exercise as much as you should, be kind to yourself. You're learning to do better by your body. So be kind. Don't be so hard on yourself when you make one slip up. If you didn't do so well today, go again tomorrow. If you didn't do so well, if you didn't do so well yesterday, go again today. But in all, be kind to yourself, be gracious to your body. Lastly, trust and insist on the work of the Holy Spirit in you. The fruit of the Spirit's love, joy, peace, patience. When your hormones are kicking against these things, insist on the work of the Holy Ghost. One thing I like to recite to myself from scripture is from Philippians, that God is working in me to will and to do of his good pleasure. So on good days, when my hormones are balanced, when I'm fine, I'm not on my period, everything is fine, God is working in me to will and to do of his good pleasure. On the worst days, when every hormone in me is fighting a battle, God is still working in me to will and to do of his good pleasure. Affirm it, insist on it. When you are praying and you feel some type of way, even if you can't like make loud prayers, make prayers where you are. You can journal it, "Lord, I'm feeling this way. Would you please help me?" Your word says that you work in me to win and to do of your good pleasure. Would you please help me in this moment? I'm struggling and I need you to help me. It works every time. And I pray that as you practice it, you will see the results in Jesus' name. So the last part of this video, what do you do if you're not in this situation, but you know someone in this situation? Number one, be patient with them. Be patient with women in your life generally, as a woman and as a guy. We are dealing with a lot. So please be patient with them. If you know someone specifically dealing with a hormonal issue or just something is up with them in their body in this regard, be patient with them. Don't be too hard on them. If you can, ask them, how can I be here for you? How can I make you feel better? How can I support you in this phase? So be patient. Be patient with them. Number two, treat them with love and kindness. Nobody wants to feel like a project being worked on. Nobody wants to feel like they're the ones that have issues and everybody knows that they have issues and everybody's treating them like they have issues. No one wants to feel that way. So treat them kindly. Treat them with grace. Don't make people feel like projects that have to be fixed. So treat people graciously. Treat people with kindness. Number three, if you ever need to correct, maybe your friend, her hormones are all over the place today and she's just more emotional than she should be, or she's acting maybe out of character and you know it's a hormonal thing. If you need to correct that person in that situation, if you're the best person to correct that person in the situation, do it gently. If you can, try to wait till things are a bit calmer and the person is in a better position to receive your correction. So do it calmly, do it graciously, and let that person know that you love them even as you're trying to correct whatever they did or did not do. So do it calmly, do it graciously, and do it patiently. Lastly, pray for them. Prayers go a whole yard. Pray for them. Pray for them. Encourage them with the word of God. Be there for them. And I pray that the Lord will give you wisdom on how to do this in Jesus' name. Next week, I'll be addressing another topic on hormones, and it's titled Konji. That may not be how I title it, but it's on hormones, dealing with sexual temptations and sexual desires as a single Christian. So look forward to it. Expect it. It will be on the channel, everything being equal, next week, Friday. I hope you've been blessed by this episode. I hope it has helped you. Let me know in the comment section what points struck you the most. Let me know what you'll be doing differently. And please share this video with somebody that it would bless, someone that will be encouraged by it. I love you all. Have an amazing weekend or weekday whenever you're listening to this. Toodles. Bye.